Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Paradox of Democracy, Free Speech, Open Media, and Perilous Persuasion by Zach Gershberg and Sean Illing is a political and media studies book that examines a central tension in democratic life, the same freedoms that make democracy possible can also weaken it. Drawing on history, rhetoric, and media theory, the authors argue that democracy depends not only on formal institutions but on a culture of open communication. That openness, however, creates vulnerabilities to demagoguery, distraction, and spectacle as media become more accessible and politically powerful. The book ranges from ancient Athens to major moments in American history, using these examples to show that disputes over persuasion, propaganda, and media disruption are recurring features of democratic societies rather than entirely modern problems. Its purpose is analytical rather than prescriptive. It explains why free speech and open media are indispensable, yet inherently unstable, forces in democratic politics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, democracy as a culture of communication rather than just institutions. A central claim of the book is that democracy cannot be understood only through constitutions, elections, courts, or party systems. Gershberg and Illing place communication at the center of democratic life, arguing that democratic culture depends on open exchange, contestation, and the ability of citizens to persuade one another in public. This framing shifts attention from formal rules to the conditions that make those rules meaningful. If speech is restricted or public communication is narrowly controlled, institutions may exist in name but lose much of their democratic substance. At the same time, this broader definition of democracy helps explain why media change matters so much. When the channels of communication change, the democratic environment changes with them. The book uses this idea to show that speech is not merely one right among many. It is the medium through which democratic legitimacy is continually produced and tested. That makes communication both democracy's foundation and one of its most sensitive pressure points. Secondly, why media freedom also increases vulnerability to manipulation. The book's paradox lies in the fact that free and open media are indispensable to democracy, while also making it easier for bad actors to distort public life. Gershberg and Illing argue that as media become more accessible, they also become more susceptible to demagoguery, distraction, and spectacle. This does not mean openness is a mistake. Rather, it means democratic systems cannot avoid the risks that come with mass persuasion. The wider the audience and the lower the barrier to participation, the easier it is for emotionally charged messages, simplified narratives, and performative politics to overpower deliberation. The authors are interested in the structural consequences of media accessibility, not just in the motives of particular speakers. In their view, the danger is built into the democratic form itself. The public square must remain open, but openness allows manipulation to circulate widely. This helps explain why recurring fears about propaganda, misinformation, and polarizing speech are not accidental side effects, but enduring features of democratic communication. Thirdly, historical change in media technology reshapes political persuasion, rather than treating contemporary media crises as unprecedented. The book places them in a long historical pattern. Gershberg and Illing trace moments of media disruption across different eras, showing that each major expansion or transformation in communication technology has altered political behavior and raised new concerns about persuasion. Their historical range includes ancient Athens and major episodes in American history, such as the American Revolution and the Civil War. The point of this comparison is not to flatten differences between eras, but to demonstrate continuity in the relationship between media and democratic instability. New communication tools often expand participation, while also changing how argument, rumor, and spectacle circulate. That pattern helps readers see modern digital fragmentation as part of a much older democratic dilemma. The book's historical method gives its arguments credibility because it avoids treating present-day anxiety as unique. Instead, it shows that every era of wider communication has had to confront the democratic costs of greater accessibility, speed, and influence. Fourthly, persuasion, rhetoric, and the limits of democratic reason. Another important dimension of the book is its focus on persuasion as the mechanism through which democratic politics actually works. The authors do not assume that public life is governed primarily by neutral facts or rational consensus. Instead, they emphasize rhetoric, style, emotional appeal, and the strategic use of language. This is why examples from sophistry, journalism, and modern media matter so much in the book. They show that democratic judgment is always shaped by how ideas are presented, not just by the ideas themselves. The authors suggest that persuasion can support democracy when it enlarges participation and helps citizens deliberate, but it can also corrode democracy when it becomes manipulative or theatrical. This tension is especially important because it challenges idealized views of the public sphere. Democratic citizens are not simply information processors. They are audiences responsive to narrative, identity, and performance. The book therefore treats rhetoric as a necessary democratic tool, whose misuse can turn public discourse away from reasoned exchange and toward manipulation or emotional capture. Lastly, contemporary media debates seen through a longer democratic pattern. The book connects its historical argument to current disputes over populism, cancel culture, and the fragmented media environment of the digital age. Rather than treating these debates as entirely new moral failures, Gershberg and Illing place them within a recurring democratic pattern in which expanded communication produces both inclusion and instability. Their analysis suggests that the present moment is defined by intensified access, faster circulation, and narrower audience formation, all of which can deepen division and weaken shared standards of public discussion. Yet, the book does not reduce modern media to a simple decline narrative. Its value lies in showing how today's anxieties echo older fears about yellow journalism, partisan communication, and mass persuasion. This historical perspective makes the book useful for readers who want to understand why current conflicts over speech and media feel so intractable. It argues that the problem is not that democracy has suddenly gone wrong, but that democracy has always had to govern the risks created by its own openness. In conclusion, this is a strong choice for readers interested in political communication, media history, rhetoric, journalism, and the practical tensions of free expression in democratic society. Scholars and students will value its historical framing and its effort to connect classical and modern examples, while general readers will find it useful for interpreting current arguments about misinformation, polarization, and media fragmentation without reducing them to partisan slogans. The book is especially helpful for anyone trying to understand why free speech debates are so difficult. It shows that openness is not only a democratic virtue, but also a structural source of instability. Compared with more polemical books on media and politics, it stands out for its sober, historically grounded analysis and its refusal to offer simple fixes. Instead of treating contemporary problems as isolated crises, it places them within a recurring pattern of democratic vulnerability. That makes the book valuable, not because it resolves the paradox it names, but because it explains why the paradox keeps returning in different forms. If you would like to support Zach Gershberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.